If you obviously second scorcher to reach 100 wickets for the club tonight, what milestone does that mean to you?
Oh, it's nice to get a milestone, but I don't play for those milestones per se, but it's nice to have done it. Being able to play this competition for a long period of time and obviously take 100 wickets is a special achievement, and I'm proud to do it.
And what do you think's made your bowling so successful over a long period of time as well?
I keep backing my strengths, knowing that I swing the ball up front and that's my big strike weapon, so keep going to that and just executing as best I can and really having that belief in myself that I can execute what I need to do.
And how important do you think your role as a wicket taker in the power play has been to the Scorchers' success, not only long term but also this season as well?
Yeah, it makes a difference. We speak about it a lot because if you have them sort of three down after the power play or the 10 over mark, it makes a big difference in the game. So taking those wickets up front has been my role pretty much the whole time I've played in the Big Bash, and something I've done reasonably effectively, and it certainly starts the team off on the right foot if I can do that.
And just a word on the team performance tonight. You were very complete both with bat and ball. What do you make of the team's form heading into back-to-back games in Sydney?
Yeah, it's really nice. The big thing that strikes for me is that we're squeezing really well with the ball. I think in the back 10 overs in the last two games in particular, we've restricted the heat quite nicely, and that's something we pride ourselves on, being really economical with the ball and really being able to squeeze teams. And then with the bat, I'm really enjoying the intent the boys are going out there with the moment. Aaron Hardy, Cameron Bancroft, Josh Inglis, those guys have been exceptional for us over the last little while in particular, and just seeing the free-flowing nature that they're going out there with and really taking the game on and sort of getting ahead of the ball count early has been really exciting to watch, and it's been excellent for us as a batting unit.
You speak of Aaron Hardy. His move up to number three has already proven really successful. He's sort of having a breakout BBL, isn't he? What do you make of his form?
Yeah, great form. He's timing the pants off him at the moment. He's hitting the ball just about as hard as anyone. So, loving watching him bat at the moment. And he's been quite instrumental in all the partnerships that we've had, the big ones. He's sort of been involved in all of them. So, he's going really nicely, and we just need him to keep doing that now.
AT brought up his 50 games as a Perth Scorcher skipper tonight. Just a word on sort of his leadership style and what he's meant to the group as well.
He's essential to our group. He's probably one of the best captains I've played under, and just the way he goes about it, the aggressive intent that he always shows, the way that keep an extra fielder up or we'll have an attacking field or whatever it might be, he's really one step ahead of the game. And us in particular as a bowling unit feed off that, and he's got a lot of confidence in us, but we on the same foot have a lot of confidence in the way he goes about it, so it's a really great relationship to have with him.
And lastly, back-to-back games in Sydney coming up, Sixers and Thunder, near the top of the ladder as well. What do you expect from them?
Tough games. There'll be two tough games on obviously different conditions to what we've played on here at the Gabba and at Optus as well. So we need to adjust again, tweak our game plan slightly, but we've been doing that a fair bit with the last couple of seasons anyway. So really looking forward to those contests.
Excellent, mate. Cheers.